allow yourselves to graduate. So when they're saying to graduate, it's like the graduation is literally ready for us. It's upon us. It's prepared for us as we will delight. So we want to remember the emphasis of the light. We want to remember how strong we are already. We want to remember our power because we are the ones assisting ourselves. It's not like something outside of us is going to do it all, and all we have to do there is stand there and be ready. So we're not helpless. We're not immature anymore. We're wise masters that are ready for the next performance, that are ready to be strong, that are ready to be wise, that are ready to be prepared. And so as we align with our light, and we want to do this out of our heart, we want to remember that the mind is limited in terms of knowing the proper direction, knowing the proper inclusion, meaning what to say, what not to say, when to say it. And the more that we allow ourselves to draw from the heart's divine union, to draw from the heart's divine expediency. And so the expediency is the mind is still believing in separation, and it's going to want to keep everything at a distance. So it's like still going to be judgy, still going to be separate from. But we remember that the heart is already wise, the heart is already strong, the heart is already prepared. So allow yourselves full liberation. So full liberation is, remember, the light's already here. Full liberation is we're ready to pass through. So you can think of a portal, you can just think of a beam of light, but you want to pass through with ease. And with ease is you're not holding a lot of the past in your arm. So if I'm holding all of the I've been wronged, I've been cheated, I've been whatever, it's too heavy, it's too cumbersome. So anything where you can have like an instant recall, spontaneous remission of your soul, where you just drop the past. It's sort of like it's cumbersome, it's heavy, it's like not well suited for where you're heading. And so you're going to start feeling this light being stronger and stronger and stronger, that it just feels so good. It's sort of like, you know, let me put down all these packages I was holding so that I could just be surrendered to. I can just be absorbed. So of all the words that were stated, the ones that really feel most sincere in terms of what's occurring is this feeling of being totally absorbed. So we want to remember, like if you study Course in Miracles, it's like the ego's afraid of no longer being, right? So you're not talking it off the ledge as much as you're just drawing from the light and being fully possessed. It's like, I gotta have it. I gotta have more of it. It's all that makes sense to me. So when we're saying it's all that makes sense to me, we're overriding the past. We're overriding past consideration. And we're actually overriding the concept of me, because who we believe ourselves to be, some of that has like imposter energy in it. We don't actually realize how ready we are to be the true love's advantage, meaning to be our light in our wholeness. And so all of these thoughts of yesterday, including how we receive ourselves or how we think of ourselves, it's so like a nickel for a dollar. It's like pennies on a dollar. It's so beneath our true worth and value. So that's the whole thing, where we've all been feeling good and stroking our ego, and it's like, look, I did this, or I overcame this, or whatever. And that's good and fun and wonderful, but it's like pennies on a dollar compared to where we're heading, compared to our full bloom accessory, compared to the brilliance of our light. So receive your light in your truest status. That means you're in charge of how much light you're willing to have right now. in this very eternal moment. So receive to your heart's content endless abundance of light as you will acknowledge, as you will provide for yourself, as you will permit the birthing of your life body, the birthing, the ascension of your consciousness. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.